This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 542. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, I have Jason Kirk.
Hello.
God, your space looks awesome.
Why, thank you.
I really like it. Matt's
space. Amazing what,
go ahead.
It's amazing what you can do with, you know, $50 lights and two colors and stuff like that when you're willing to spend money you shouldn't.
So you just moved. Matt moved within the last year or so, and his space looks awesome.
That's only because my camera cuts off right here. If it were to go any further, you would see the pile.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at. I moved within a little over a year ago, and my space looks like crap. Actually, my space over there looks amazing, but where the camera's pointed, crap. Diecast also moved, looks great.
You can see my pile, though, behind me. You can also see a very large Omega.
You have a problem.
Which...
You know, when so my Kim, not your Kim, whenever you tweet out a photo of something you got, I'm like, look what Diecast bought. He must spend $1,000 a month on toys. He's not denying it. Don, what do you think?
I don't think that much. I hope not.
Don, I love your space, too.
Well, I've lived here for 20 years, and my collection is in boxes and closets under sheets.
Your Grand Max is under a sheet. That is true. What else besides Grand Max?
Overlord, King Jader from Galgaigar, Artfire's in the closet.
Oh, Overlord's in a different room, though, right? Overlord's not beside your bed like Grand Max is.
No, he's on the other side of the bed.
Okay.
And then I've got Thunder Daguan, Diatlas, Star Convoy, because they've all got that 80s white plastic on them. They're in a closet in the dark, trying to keep them from yellowing. Along with Metal Hulk Pretender Shell.
Nice. I'm jealous. Rob, how's it going?
Not bad. I have not moved ever, and my space looks terrible, which is why I'm not on camera.
Do you really live in the same house you've always lived in?
Absolutely, yes.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Wish I could say that. Wish I could, actually. Actually, no, my first house is a total dump. It's probably been... demolished at this point. But the second house I lived in, I wish I'd bought when it was so Diecast was looking at property here a couple years ago, and like the cost of living, the cost of housing is so much different. But like back when I was in my early 20s, the house, it was way up in the boonies, but now there's a premium on that. It's way up in the boonies. The house that I lived in when I created RFC back in the 90s was on sale for $40,000.
Wow.
Wow.
And at 22, I'm like, my God, that's a lot of money. I wish I owned and lived in that house. I would never leave. Yeah. I wouldn't even have a job.
Yeah.
I would just stay there and live off like Amazon. I mean, I wouldn't have any expenses because $40,000 is pretty great. John, how's it going? And he is playing
Street Fighter V. I forgot where the mute button was that I had triggered. Yeah. But I found it in the nick of time. It's going well. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Now the dog is barking. Mm. He was doing it all pre-show. Okay.
We can't hear
one thing though. To do.
Good.
Fine.
It comes across on the recording, though. Drives me crazy. Hey, so it's episode 542. That signifies nothing, but it does occur to me that we are 42 weeks in since the 500th episode. It's almost a year. Doesn't feel like it. Soon we'll be celebrating the 600th episode, which means nothing as well.
It means something.
Yeah. The next big milestone's 20 years.
Or episode 1,000.
Which, 20 years isn't that far away either, Brian.
No.
Nope. Less than 2 years. So I used to, when 7, 8 years ago, I always looked just for like these little numerological things. It's like, oh, this is the 300th episode. That's awesome. This is 10 years. That's awesome. 20 years. So old.
What have you done with your life?
I know. people watching the video, there's all sorts of crap in here. I'm going to try to move the camera around. You can't see it all. But when what little space I had here beside of my desk, I'm now adding all of my classic consoles. So what little room I actually had, gone. All the stuff from my upstairs, moving downstairs. So I am literally... Like, the room is literally closing in on me. Not good.
At some point, you'll never be able to leave that room.
I know.
You should have went bigger when you got your last house.
Yeah, I know that now. Totally know that now. Okay. Let's see. What do we got going on this week? Not a whole lot. Nothing to plug. We're not doing Extra Life this year, but we're not. But Mike Goodman from our RPG Lessons Learned podcast is participating in Extra Life, which is just a sign of the future. This is the most awesome thing. You can sit and watch him play video games. It's like a marathon. And then you donate money where 100% of the proceeds go to help kids, sick kids. It's amazing. So you can do that. You can sponsor a block of time. Go to tfradio.net/EL for Extra Life, tfradio.net/EL. And you can sponsor a block of time. Rates are low. You can just donate anything, of course. But if you want to sponsor a block of time, he'll talk about how great you are. He'll plug anything that you want him to plug. And it's a lot of fun. That will be November 4th, which of this recording is not this weekend, but the next. So it's pretty cool. I did it last year. Jason helped out, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it. The only reason I'm not doing it this year is because I forgot about it, and I didn't give time to build it up. So,
and I'd be doing it too, but my brother's wedding is that day. So I might still stream a little bit in the morning, but other than that, I'm like gone all day.
Yeah, that was the inspiration for me to bring these game consoles back down here so I can like plug them in and maybe stream if I want to. Yeah, cool. I can emulate, but I'm not going to. That's not my style. But speaking of brother's weddings, my brother got married about 3 years ago, and he invited me to the wedding, and I was going to go to it, but I got the weekends confused, so I missed my brother's wedding.
Huh, so what you're telling me is I have an excuse if I want
to. Yeah,
there's precedence.
I texted him. I'm like, hey, I'm looking forward to your wedding next weekend. He was like, it was last weekend. Oh, that's awesome. It was his fourth wedding, so I didn't care that much. But and he's already close to getting a divorce now, so it doesn't matter. But I missed his wedding. I missed free food. But it would have been a long drive. So, you know, it is what it is. Nothing else to plug? Oh, yeah. So, November. We did this back in 2011. November is National Podcast Post Month, which it's a chance to basically the goal is to post a podcast today, play around, have fun, learn new things, create new shows, whatever. So, back in 2011, we posted a podcast every day. And God, it was a lot of work. Well, now in 2017, we already post a podcast every day, so I don't think we have to kill ourselves to produce stuff, but we are going to bring back some of our favorite shows for at least a one-time deal. So John's already agreed to bring back New Soundwave, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
McFeely, yay. Triplett, and Nicole are going to come back to do Fanboy Versus.
Woohoo!
Joey, haven't spoken to Tom yet, but Joey, Tom, and I will probably end up doing the wrestling podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of fun. I'm going to do a lot of stuff. And maybe some new Transformers podcasts. I think, Don, we need to get that. It's a Don deal done. At least one episode in November.
Yeah. Then we can say, well, we tried it, Don. It didn't work out. Sorry.
I spent it's money. Retired. On, yeah. I spent money on hardware to make that work. So we need to make it work. I just haven't had a chance yet. But that's going to be a lot of fun. So what in November? Every single day. We're going to post a podcast to tfradio.net, if not multiple. It'll actually probably end up being multiple. tfradio.net every single day.
Well, Brian, you know, would Watch My Cat Poop count as a podcast? And you can just run it, you know.
WatchMyCatNotPoop.com. Yeah, that doesn't count. But I think I own that domain again.
I think you do.
Yeah, I think about that domain. So I could literally put that up. Oh, God, I need to do that. I would have needed it. I would have needed it the last couple of weeks because the cat's been having an accident. I wanted to know which one it was. I finally figured it out. But that's not Transformers. Let's talk about Transformers. Did anybody get anything this week? Diecast. You've got a ton of crap.
I know how you were speaking about those blocks of time. I need one of those right now to just go over what I got this week.
Well, you have the next 25 minutes if you need it. The floor is yours.
The first thing that I got which I did a review on last night on RFC Reviews, is Generation Toy Tyrant, which is their IDW stealth bomber styled Megatron. And he is excellent. He is definitely excellent. He is definitely masterpiece styled and really nice. I've just always liked this design ever since, because I'm not a comic person, ever since Hasbro did their deluxe class Megatron in this stealth bomber mode, I've just liked the design. So I'm glad to get a masterpiece styled version, and it's a very nice toy, very nice transformation. Definitely, if you want to check into it, check out the review on RFC Reviews on YouTube. I also got another Megatron comic styled, and this is the MMC. I'm not even sure what it's called. Something like that.
Gladius.
No, Gladius is the one that is the three changer. That's the gun and the
tank. Okay. It's Rider Despotron, isn't it?
Tyrantron.
It's the one.
God,
that
it's
can
hard
also
to keep these things straight.
Megatronus. He comes with a whole bunch of bits to swap out parts so he can become Megatronus.
Yeah, because he was like minor 49er, then he became Megatron, so you got parts for both.
And he is really, really nice. I also got the DX9 Warren Pocket Grimlock.
So cute. Ooh. But it's so big too.
He's not that big. He's like, you know,
I was hoping to get a whole set of those at TFCon at one time, but they weren't out yet.
So. Yeah,
that's way bigger than I consider Legends. I mean,
They're Dinobots. They're supposed to be big scale to everything else in their class.
Yeah, but that's like in my mind close to what a combiner would be. They're not that big.
And then I got the Hot Toys Ratchet.
How are those?
They're Hot Toys. Why did I say Hot? Hot Soldiers.
Hot Soldiers.
Definitely not Hot Toys. I really like the Ironhide, so that's why I picked up the Ratchet. I think they're really nice, especially for like the price. I think I paid like $10 for it or something.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen them on eBay for like $20 with free shipping everywhere.
And I got the new Bumblebee, which is, I'm not even sure what wave he is. I guess he's wave three.
Yeah.
So it's actually strange. It's hard to find this Bumblebee.
It's so not Dark of the Moon.
It's movie. Anything past wave one is hard to find.
Yeah.
But it's Bumblebee. Yep. One of the lines was just basically called Bumblebee.
And then I got the other DX9 Dinobot, these Triceratops.
That's Stegosaurus.
Thank you.
They look really nice. Just a little bigger than I would want.
Yeah. Oh no, I like Matt said, for legend size. Sorry, I'm talking away from the mic, but yeah, legend size. I think they should be a little bit bigger, so they actually.
Oh yeah,
fit
definitely,
in.
Just not that much bigger.
And I also got the Iron Factory first two combiner figures.
Jealous.
Does Kim know how much you spend on toys?
Shh.
You're going to have to let me know how those turn out when you open them up.
My Kim doesn't know how much I spend on toys.
Matt, I've got a set coming too, so I'll let you know too.
And then I got the other TDW set. This is the one for Bruticus to make him more Bruticus-y.
Nice.
Last on the list, this came from Big Bad Toy Store. I got
Alan!
Big old Alan.
Which one is Alan?
Toy World, right?
No, that's Unique Toys.
Unique Toys.
Why did you go with Alan?
He's getting them all.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But this is the one I ordered a long time ago on clearance.
Yeah.
On Big Bad Toy Store's site. I think it was like $59.
Did you get the open and play?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
He's okay. I haven't transformed him. I'm busy opening boxes. How do you expect me to transform these things?
That's true.
But you know, I've got Alan too, Brian, and it's a really solid. I mean, it's just especially if you get on at the clearance price. But it's a really solid figure.
So
he's beefy.
So the wife, she doesn't mean it, I don't think. But the wife says basically, if I get anything else for each thing I get, I need to get rid of two.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
That would be a very hard choice.
That's like mirror universe dynamics.
You know, the thing is, I'm not going to adhere to that, but it's more advice. She's not telling me to do anything. It's more advice. But when I look around, I don't have room for anything. So I might have to take her up on that.
But dang. Yeah, it was only a small box this week. That's all I got.
Oh, geez. Anybody else get anything?
I got something. It's not really related to Transformers, but it is related to...
Nobody cares. I'm kidding. Well,
it is related because we're bringing back a new Soundwave. I got an SNES Classic.
I hate you, Don.
Because I called the Target that morning. They said we may be having some coming in last Friday. We're not sure. I called. They said, no, we did not get any in. I said, okay, no problem. Went over there on my lunch break, and they had them. And right. So it's like, don't know why I was told they didn't have them, but they had them, and I had a $20 Target gift card, and so I picked one up.
Did they limit it to one per person, or
one per person per day? So I went back the next day to try to pick up one for a friend. And they were already, they were already all gone. So, but yeah, it's. I wasn't going to really get it originally, and then I realized there's some games on here that I did not have that I did not
like
know
Star Fox 2.
Well, no, it's like. Well, I mean, I didn't have Star Fox, and I really liked playing it at a friend's house. So, I figured, you know, I've got the gift card that, considering they're not getting anything else in Transformers, apparently. So I figured, why not?
I'm jealous, very jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like I've never played Link to the Past. The only Zelda game I've ever played was the original one. And like I said, I got to Ganon one time, my battery died, I lost everything in my game, and I never played anything since.
I could get to Ganon without ever getting a sword. I love that game. Yeah.
So that's all I got. I've got some stuff coming from an eBay sale, but that's, you know, all pending.
Very cool. Anybody else?
Nope.
I got Nitro. Woo.
I have Nitro. I haven't opened them because I also got Hot Rod and
Hot Rod.
Yes, Hot sorry. Rod. And after all the anticipation and the waiting, I'm not exactly thrilled with them.
Yeah, me neither.
If I had paid $20 for him, I'd be upset because he's not a $20 toy, like at all. But yeah, I found Nitro and I've just kind of like, I'm afraid to open them now just because, and I've heard good things about them. So I probably still will, especially because Eric won't leave me alone unless I do, I'm sure. And thankfully XV has that video explaining the one part of the transformation that gets kind of wonky.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I do have stuff coming, but nothing here now. But so remember when I was talking about how kind I was by giving my Siege on Cybertron box set to Eric, because I didn't really want it. So I went on eBay and I got a Magnus Prime because I got the Perfect Effect Jinrai at TFCon, and Matt's not in his head. He's such a wonderful toy that he works with Power Master Prime, but the color match isn't quite there. And in the end, I just said, screw it. So I went on eBay, got Magnus Prime, and I also have, and then I also got the upgrade too. So I have glowy eyes and stuff. So yeah, this is it costs a lot more now than it did originally, but this is a nice toy for everything I put into it. So I'm happy with it.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up the black version for the, skate for skateboarding Prime when it comes out.
Now you need to get a white one and a Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus.
Oh, he's right there. I could get a white one. He's there. So maybe, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Let's jump to This Week in History. And I feel sad about this. 1997, 20 years ago. This week, the Beast Wars episode Aftermath premieres in the U.S. And that was the episode where the Maximals and the Predacons, I guess, were the ones that were upgraded to Transmetal. And it was good.
It was, you know, for a look at all of our new toy episodes. It was a really well done one, other than Scorponok and Pterosaur basically just saying, Bubba, lava bath.
Now, I'm trying to remember, because it's been years since I watched this, and I realize I need to go back and watch Beast Wars. How did Optimus Primal come back after dying?
Basically, Rhinox went into the Matrix and basically left a trail of breadcrumbs for Optimus and Spark to follow him back.
And he came back from the and he came back a transmetal.
Because the body they found had been transmetalized, but there was no Spark for it.
It's been so, 20 years since I've watched this episode, probably.
So, and of course, you've got the whole the setup for like the Western motif that they had going on.
God, that was awesome. And
that was a really good way they did it. So for Aftermath being like a toy introduction episode, plus you get my favorite versions of Optimus and Megatron in the show.
Oh yeah, those are the best, far and away.
Because I much prefer Transmetal Megatron to Transmetal 2 Megatron any day of the week.
So good.
But yeah, plus you get the subplots with Black Arachne and Tarantulas, and then you get hints of the Fusors coming and with Silverbolt and Quickstrike. So it was a very, very good opening for strong opening for season two, which was a strong season overall.
Yeah, and yes, that exactly where I was going. Season two, in my mind, is where Beast Wars really, really fell into its own. And you know, Beast Wars is still my favorite series, but as is obvious, I haven't watched it in years. I got into an argument on a podcast I haven't posted yet with not an argument. I just hung up on Eric when he said that Transformers Prime was better. Which I can't fathom that being correct. But I do need to go back and watch it.
Transformers Animated is better than both, so.
It's definitely better than Prime. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's better than Beast Wars, but I do love Animated.
I don't know. That might just be your nostalgia kicking in.
It could be. I'm not going to say it's not. You're very, very true.
Oh,
it could
be. That's true.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't think Animated carries as much universal, that's not what I'm saying. Beast Wars was more important to the structure of Transformers than I think Animated was, being in its own pocket universe. So I think that maybe something has to do with that as well.
Well, it was the continuation of Transformers, you know, it brought Transformers back from the literal dead.
Well, Beast Wars, as far as continuity, kind of really confused everybody.
Well, it's one of those things when it started, people had no idea. And back then, it was people who were the fandom then had to connect the dots for everything. And we talked about it before. Is this character this character? Is that character that character? It was Cheetor. Is Cheetor Mumblebee? No, he's Cheetor. But people wanted to connect dots. Beast Wars is what it is. Okay. And I'm going to butcher this one. But in 2006, which is 11 years ago, the KISS players Hot Rodimus Cross
Xiao Xiao
is the set's released in Japan.
And Brian instantly ordered it.
No, I do not own a single KISS player, believe it or not. KISS player may, well, Operation Combination. I was going to say KISS player may be the only line that I don't actually own anything from. Mm-hmm. But I don't own anything from Operation Combination either, so I wish I did, but my collection actually kind of sucks. I will freely admit that. Yeah, but not because I don't have any KISS player in it. It's not the reason. Okay.
That's not the reason, nope.
It's not the reason. Not really much as far as a big item this week. It's just sort of a mixture of news. We're actually going to start off with third party something or other this week. Unique Toys R-02 Challenger. It was basically unveiled. It's a test shot of a third-party, not Age of Extinction / Last Night Optimus.
And I think this is a prime example, no pun intended, honestly, of why. We've asked this before, but I really think this is the ubiquitous.
They want to see D, probably.
It's like, why are they making this? Because you can go to any store and get your pick of primes from the last two movies in various flavors for...
Well, why climb a mountain, Don? Because it's there.
Well, and Don isn't, like, wrong, but at the same time, it looks like there's some pretty impressive engineering with this.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I will give it that. I mean,
yeah,
I described it in the story on T-Formers as incredibly necessary, but at the same time, yeah, they managed to get it so that it has basically... no leftovers, no kibble whatsoever on on the robot mode, and that is pretty impressive.
This is where I'm afraid, like, the straw that broke the camel's back is going to be. You're making a masterpiece-style Optimus Prime of a figure that you can get on the shelf in leader class, and also there's a masterpiece-style Optimus Prime that's for sale right now from the original movie, and now you're doing a character where they have probably have every intention of doing down the line. If they keep up the movie masterpiece line, I wouldn't be surprised if they do an Revenge of the Fallen and at least like a Last Night or Age of Extinction. You know, they're both very similar. But it's like I cringe when I look at this because I was like, if there's ever a time that there's going to be some C&Ds sent around, this would be a figure to do that. And I just saw their first movie figure, which is they're not locked down.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is a beautiful figure. You can't even tell once that's transformed in robot mode what he turns into. It's
nice.
Really incredible what they did. But I think we're on a really bad path with these movie toys because this is something that Hasbro and Takara are going to want to protect, especially because of we're not done making movies yet. They're still going to be using these figures and characters and, you know.
Well, diecast, it just sounds like you hate third party.
Could this even get Paramount's lawyers into play, matter of factly?
It could. They don't care, but they could.
Well, they might own the character design.
Yeah, so they might care.
It's not like it has. I mean, the number of units made, I'm certain this is well below their.
Paramount has had a terrible couple years, and they're looking to recoup money wherever they can.
Uh-huh. It would literally cost more money to litigate this than they would ever get out of it.
But here's the thing, too. The difference between knockoffs and something like this is knockoffs usually stay overseas. They usually don't get sold in the U.S. This is going to be sold in the U.S. and at stores like Big Bad Toy Store, you know, all. So I think that's why this is more apt to cause a problem for everyone.
Yeah, Don, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, I think everybody is right because you're right, Brian, and Diecast is right.
That he hates third party?
No, I think it's just the fact that this may not cause the C&D situation again, but it's definitely going to draw unwanted attention. Nothing may come of it yet, but it could be an escalation in the whole, we need to keep our eye on these people more than we have.
So how about this? Here's a thought. So Paramount's bigger than Hasbro. Viacom is bigger than Hasbro.
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro, you know, they have limited resources. I mean, they're a big company, but, you know, they may not be willing to do anything about it. But maybe they could say, hey, Paramount, has your legal team seen this? What do you think about that?
Yeah, and Viacom went after Star Trek fan.
Yeah, it's way that's way bigger than what this is.
There were some extenuating circumstances there. They were very much exceeding the terms of their limited license there.
Right.
Yeah.
If this comes out, there's no license here.
Yeah, it's true.
Depending on the price, I could too. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying anything bad about the figure. It looks amazing. And
oh, yeah.
I will definitely purchase it if it comes out.
I'm not. I would never buy this.
I just worry about the repercussions of this figure actually coming out, what it could do to potentially do to third party.
It'll probably do nothing to third party.
They factored that in.
Well, I don't think that they factored anything in. I think they just make stuff, and you know they're protected by the Pacific Ocean.
That's true.
I think that's the biggest thing. But I mean, it's one of those things. It's like the Hydra. You cut off one head, two grow back. That's how third party works. Go ahead, Matt.
I was just going to say Paramount might not be going after the manufacturers. They might be, you know, going to block the sellers from providing this.
Yeah,
like what Takara did a couple of years ago, saying you can't carry this figure in, you know.
Or like happened with Kapow Toys not that long ago with some third-party figure.
With something, yeah.
Okay, so I love Master Beast Transformers, and I love Beast Wars, and I love Dinobot, and it looks so silly. Masterpiece, we have Masterpiece Beast Wars Dinobot. I look at the prototype. It looks so silly, but at the same time, I want it so bad.
Color's going to help this.
Color will help this a lot, but look at all the seams in it. I mean, you know there are going to be tons of seams, but...
I mean, I see neck seams. I don't see...
It looks like there's almost like a Y incision, like from an autopsy.
Cheetor has plenty of seams, if I remember correctly. I don't have the
figure.
That's
because Beast Wars is dead and should stay that way.
He would hang up on you, but...
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I want it.
Yeah, I want it too. Now, do we have any idea how big this is going to be? What's the pre-order price on this? Like 120?
I don't think there are any pre-order.
We don't have anything. It's not up on HLJ.
I haven't seen anything up for it yet.
Okay. I saw XV on Twitter talking to someone earlier today, and he said that I guess it's going to be featured in Figure King
next month,
and then and then after that, we should see pre-orders. Is what he was suspecting.
So if it's vaguely in scale, it should be about the same size as Optimus or bigger, right? He's bigger than Optimus, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which is funny because a Velociraptor is about the size of a chicken. But
now, but back then, science.
Yeah, Velociraptors were not big. What you see in Jurassic Park is way bigger than what a Velociraptor.
Utahraptors and Brontosaurus still exist.
Are close.
Yeah, and Brontosaurus.
Same, yeah, the Jurassic Park is closer to Utah Raptors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. But it's nice, I guess. It'll be nice.
We'll see. Yeah. Well, the price will also depend on how much of that magic powder they have to include to get them to transform, like, on screen. You know, it just has to sprinkle some on there.
Was it a Masters of the Universe toy, or what was it? It was Thundercats, the Mum-Ra. You flipped it around, and Mum-Ra transformed from the frail mummy.
Oh, yeah.
It would have to be something like that.
Ancient spirits of dinosaurs.
Okay, so this I saw, but I didn't read the article. Thankfully, Rob wrote it. We're getting backdrops with toys that are upcoming?
This is the movie line we found out about in the leaks back in July or August. And... we're not sure what size these figures are yet. Some people have been saying they're Voyagers, but there's no information on that for sure. But yeah, this is the new movie line for next year, and it looks like this class of figure, whatever that may be, is going to have backdrops included with scenes from the movie. So,
ooh, that's something I have room for.
Yeah. So it's hard to tell through the cloud of pixels there, but it looks like the Megatron and Brawl are both new molds. It's hard to say at this point.
Sorry, my dogs are going crazy, so I'm muted. So I'm like totally muted. So John, you seem to be up on this next story. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I'm up on part of it. It's what should have happened at TFCon happened this week, apparently.
Singapore Con.
Well, among other things, so we saw lots of product from MMC Fans Hobby Make Toys. Mastermind in particular, we saw their more pictures of Drift, Thunderclash, I guess of note, Cybertron Override based on their Calidus mold. So some reworking of that. It looks okay. Good enough, I'd say. Pretty good for a Cybertron Override. And then from the Bodfest in Singapore, we also saw some more of the Meteor line, or just more photos of it. And I think I would say, like, cutting to the chase, the big thing for a lot of people is at TFCon, more than a few people were kind of
hugely disappointed.
Dismayed at the lack of updates on the Mastermind Creations DJD line. We saw the pet, but everybody was like, where's the meat? And where's the beef? Where's the meat on the bone? Like, what happened to that line? And I think some people were even concerned that they had abandoned it or it had been kind of pushed back for other projects. And apparently not. So Mastermind Creations posted on Facebook images of the entire line of DJD figures. And so there's no like timing on when all of this is going to be completed or kind of rolled out, but it was kind of like, I guess, a make good or a sign to everybody that that they're quite on top of it, because at least from, if not a prototype, certainly from a rendering standpoint, they're pretty much done. And so it was a nice group shot that they posted on Facebook.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Yeah. I mean, not surprisingly, but surprising that they posted it to their Facebook page instead of, you know, giving something at TFCon.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah, they've even got Nickel in the lineup, yep. Which was surprising.
Because I'll be honest, I am very tempted by that Thunderclash. I'm even thinking about selling my...
Oh, I will buy that Thunderclash. Why is that pre-order not up right now?
I mean, I'm thinking of selling my my Tarn. Was it Tarn? Coulter.
Oh, don't do that. Well, unless you're selling it to me for a good price, then go ahead.
No, I'm debating on selling him and then just using that money to pick up the Thunderclash later on.
That's fair.
Thunderclash is a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
Well, he also have a kind of a connection to him through the various fandoms, whereas I like that culture, but I don't have the connection, but I do like the colors and stuff.
Don, so describe what is your connection to Thunderclash?
I got him for a really good deal back in the day.
How much?
And 60 shipped.
I got mine mint and sealed box shipped for $40.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have Dononomics, Tim.
Yeah, I win that one.
Yeah. Nice.
But I've always liked, you know, the mold, the pom-pom firing guns and all that stuff. So,
and the gold plastic.
We don't talk about the gold plastic.
Your mint and sealed box one is probably just half gold plastic now.
Oh, it's
Ryan.
Not mint and sealed box. I opened just, it and I broke his gun or something, which sucks. Yeah. Otherwise, I love that toy though. Obviously, because we didn't get that here, I had the Optimus Prime for Machine Wars first. And when I realized that was a repaint of that toy, I'm like, I must have it.
It's one of those that kills me because I would love to have it. You can actually find it and just, you know, with all that gold plastic in it between the figure and the trailer, something is going to break. Yep. So I just can't bring myself to buy one.
Yep. It's pretty. God, I love it. I need a second one for insurance. Okay, what do we got next going on? Third party event Botfest 2017. Products on display from MMC, Fans Hobby, Make Toys, and more. Anything worth talking about here?
I love that Fans Hobby Power Master Optimus Prime. That thing, that's on page 5. It's like the last 3 or 4 photos. Wow.
Now, Diecast, I'm trying to remember. There's so many of these primes floating around. Was this the big one over beside the Overlord?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure I was thinking of the right one.
And the Overlord's even bigger than the Power Master Prime, which
is supposed to be until Prime gets the God Bomber upgrade to be in.
Is this like Warren Pocket size?
No.
No.
It looks based on the detailing on it, to me it kind of looks Warren Pocket sized.
No. No, this is you could start a war inside this.
So
it's
So did we see this at TFCon? Was there a prototype of this?
Yeah, it was the way in the corner.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Just but like looking at the vehicle mode, looking at the truck mode, the trailer, I don't know, something about it to me just looks tiny. I know. So yeah, I saw that. It looks nice.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
I am.
Now, speaking of Power Master Primes, I will point out the Make Toys Thunder Manus, and the they have that with the Divine Armor. Or the God, I don't know if that's the Divine Armor, but they did announce they're actually doing a separate God Bomber as well, which some people are a little iffy about. I think people are misinterpreting. Thunder Manus is going to come with the Divine Armor. There's no add-on kit for that. That's just how he's going to come. And then you have the option, if you want a separate bot for God Bomber, you can buy one now, or you can just keep the armor and have a Power Master Prime. So they're kind of giving two options there, which I like. And I already have the pre-order in for the Thunder Manus, so there'll probably be a God Bomber in my future.
But did you ever think we'd have a problem of having too many Power Master Primes?
Nope.
really? Did you ever stop and think, we need more Power Master Primes? Oh, they'll never do any more Prime. That was a one-off kind of thing.
Two God Bombers in my life. are enough. I do not need another God Bomber.
Yeah, that's a lot of extra floating parts.
I need an upgrade kit for mine. Whenever that Perfect Effects upgrade kit comes out, that's definitely in my future for the Takara God Bomber.
But what else was shown off here? I mean, so we have more of the, God, that's Galaxy Meteor. There's a repaint.
In the other colors.
What are they called?
Which makes me question if that figure, if the first one was ever going to be canceled, if they had, you know, two other repaints ready to go. But I digress.
Yeah, good point. They look nice together. So that's what, $320 into $330 in toys, something like that? $300?
$300.
Yeah. No. I'd just get an Xbox One if I was going to drop $300.
The X is coming out soon.
Yeah.
I think this is also the one, I think they showed off their Conehead prototype too, based on the Meteor.
Yeah, Meteor. Yeah. I don't know if we have a photo of that in here, but I did see that somewhere on the internets.
So you will be able to buy at least six Seekers from this company at some point.
You liked Galaxy, right?
Yes.
Do you like it better than Galaxy Meteor?
Galaxy Meteor is still in the box.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Would you describe that as masterpiece scale, or is that not masterpiece scale?
The Meteor?
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely masterpiece scale.
Yeah, it is.
Because even though I have several of it, I hate the masterpiece Seeker mold, and I wish that they would do something about it.
I think they have to eventually. I mean, where else can you get six automatic repaints, or you know, three?
Only so many Decepticon designs to go around. They'll redo it eventually.
I'm never going to bring myself to buy a third-party masterpiece anything anymore.
No, but, absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, other than something crazy that we'll never get.
Yeah. People keep talking about MP10, you know, thinking if they're going to redo Optimus Prime because that mold came out a while ago, and I think
they would
do the Seekers along before they would redo Optimus Prime.
Absolutely. There's no reason to do a new Masterpiece Optimus Prime. It's fine.
Yeah.
I love mine. There's also pictures of the toy of TFCon, a.k.a. Open and Play Galvatron, Cannon. So.
Yeah, he what showed up in my picture of Omega. I didn't realize he was there.
Classic Prime mold in the Shattered Glass colors. What is that?
Yeah, I was curious about that myself.
Whatever it is,
knockoff.
It has. Well, yeah, I know that, but from who and why?
And
looking at thumbnails of third party product that aren't like marked up with like names and stuff, it seems like the most futile like exercise possible for me.
Yeah,
because I can't tell what's what.
Yeah, this is a recolor of the company that did the upscale knockoff of the classics mold. So I don't remember the company name. It's like it's something like Kapow, not Kapow.
I'm looking at a better shot of Thunderclash right now. It looks nice. I will own that. That will be mine.
There's no such thing as a better shot of Thunderclash. There are just awesome shots of Thunderclash.
No, there's just shots of Thunderclash. Thunderclash.
Oh, let's see here. I'm not going to do anything. I'll just say this. The live-action movie series is coming soon to 4K Ultra HD.
At $27.99 a piece.
Yep. Oh, wait, that total?
Each.
That's ridiculous.
So I'm going to get Revenge of the Fallen first, since that's the best one.
I can't say it's ridiculous, because 4K Blu-rays are usually like at least $30, but they're old movies, and they're garbage.
Hey. Watch
no,
it.
They're garbage.
Yeah, again, this is probably a question that Fort Max could answer, but with it being older movies being upscale,
they're not upscale. They were filmed in 4K.
Yeah, the original resolution.
You don't need Fort Max to answer that question, Don.
Okay. Well, whenever I hear different things about
they were probably filmed in 8K.
I default to Fort Max for all my video format questions.
And if you have them on like speed dial, like
and if it's on film, it's just a matter of remastering. So, but digitally, I think they're probably at least 4K. Cogman was sighted in the U.S. At Toys R Us, if I remember correctly.
Yes, in Olympia, Washington.
So go check that out.
So if you're in Washington,
go to Olympia, Washington. Check that out. See if you can find one.
Send us one.
Yeah, I think this is one. If you spend $30 to get it on eBay, I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, and it's a lot less hassle than praying that you actually stumble across one somewhere.
Yeah. And Cloudraker and Wingspan have a placeholder listing on Walgreens.com with a listing of roughly how many of them are in stock at your local Walgreens. I don't know that anybody's actually successfully picked them up. Somebody said that it might have had something to do with an upcoming reset, but I don't know that I buy that because of the time of year.
I went to the Walgreens in my area that said they had it in stock, and every Walgreens looked at me like I was nuts and was like, no, we've never had that figure. I don't know what you're talking about. They would go in the back. They would look for it. They would come out. They would be empty handed. Walgreens, fix your website because it's wrong.
No, I can explain it. It's got the same assortment number as the deluxe,
the same way Brainstorm did last year.
And the same way that Target does as well for that same size class across the board is all the same. So whenever you use like Target's locator for like say Slug Slinger, you're going to get
whatever's in that wave.
Yeah, well actually even multiple waves can have the same DCPI number like Walgreens. So using these item locators,
Don, that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's wrong, but it's probably is wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, they're not out there yet in any great quantity, apparently.
Okay. Hey, guess what? If you're gonna get those 4K Blu-rays of the Transformers movies, you should get yourself a 4K Ultra HD TV at tfradio.net/Amazon. They are so cheap now. You can get one for like $300. It's insane. Yeah, it's insane how cheap they are. tfradio.net/Amazon. God, how much can you get one for now? Let's see here.
There's a TLC model.
That's the Roku one, right?
Yeah. TLC's Roku has a 55-inch that's less than $400, and it's good quality.
Yeah.
Like, it's worth buying.
I was going to say last year, around this time, I picked up a 49-inch LG 4K for the bedroom, and it was like $400. Like, it was, you know, and it's really good quality.
Christmas before last, I got a 4K 43-inch for my office, which is what I use as the computer monitor, and I love it. And I paid more. That was 2 years ago. I paid a fair bit more for much less TV. So Christmas is coming up. Black Friday's coming up. You can really consider tfradio.net/Amazon to get your TVs and stuff because God knows you need one and God knows we need you to do it.
We can probably get those 4K Revenge of the Fallen discs on Amazon too.
Yeah, so the TCL 49-inch Ultra 4K Roku TV, $360. Mm. And you can watch us on that. We have a Roku channel.
Yep.
It's pretty Brian, awesome.
One of the things, I was looking at some other things while you were talking about the Amazon. Amazon has Nitro Zeus in stock, $29.99 with Prime shipping. So I know a lot of people are still trying to find that Nitro Zeus figure. Now, a word of caution, Blade Raider in the chat did order Nitro Zeus and he got Scorn.
Oh, that sucks.
It happens every once in a while. I'm just
bringing it up that it did happen, but I just wanted to mention that. But they do have, they are showing Nitro Zeus in stock. So if you've been looking for him, he is available through tfradio.amazon stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Do it. Okay, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, first up, we have a really great custom figure. Chrome Tyranno on Twitter did this and was willing to share some exclusive photos with us. It is just, he did a movie Jetfire from Combiner Wars Cyclonus and some parts from one of the unofficial Silver Bolts. And it also becomes a torso for with movie Optimus Prime's head, and it looks just great. I could easily have seen something like this coming out at retail with that kind of detail work. It's a really neat design. I really like it.
Awesome. It does look awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe BotCon can.
Oh.
Also, we've got, speaking of Cogman, XV's gallery of Last Night Deluxe Cogman, so you can see pretty much anything you ever need to know about the figure that way, because he took a lot of really good photos, and I know he worked hard on this, as he always does, so give it a look. There's like 200 figures of it, or 200 images of it, and it's a really nice-looking figure. Gonna have to get one eventually. We've got my review of First Strike number 6, which stumbled a little bit at the end, in my opinion, but I really enjoyed overall. But it just kind of, the ending kind of comes out of left field. Since it just came out today, I don't want to go into too much into that during the show. So
cool. But, hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
What's on the network this week? Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, I, Mud. This week, after Delightful Cold Open, we start off with Star Trek Discovery, spoilers and speculation, before jumping over to iMud from Season 2 of the original series. And we have an important announcement about the podcast.
Sadness.
So very sad.
Do we want to spoil it?
Because I haven't heard about this till now, so Jason, what's up?
We have 10 more episodes of that one episode of Star Trek, and then it's going bye-bye.
Yep.
No!
It is being retired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stop at episode 100.
I wish he'd wait until the end to say that, because the first 10 minutes I was like so bummed I could barely pay attention.
I know.
But they also have great discussion. Their discussion on Discovery is probably some of the more positive you hear right now. So it's definitely worth listening to.
That's shocking.
I love Discovery. Discovery's great.
No, it's just shocking really how positive they are about it.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, I'm sad. What's
more shocking is that they seem pretty positive about the Orville as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. here's hoping for that rumor that one episode of Babylon 5 does take off. Being awesome with Rob Springer, episode 123. What about 456? This week in Awesome, Halloween marches on as Rob talks about his annual Halloween treat yourself weekend with his wife. Listen to him mispronounce everything as he describes Halloween Disney stuff. Q&A wants to know about Cyberverse. Hey, you didn't ASL me. We're talking about the new Transformers cartoon.
Don, you remember ASL?
No, I don't. No,
I'm sure Don doesn't.
Really? Sure. Back in chat rooms, like in the early 90s, people would type like A/L/A/S/L? Age, sex, location?
I was never in chat rooms at the time. I was on ATT. That was about it.
Yeah, they didn't do it there.
All this and never notice how the electric slide unites the world whenever it's on. Rob just figured out world peace. How was your weekend? Episode 22, The Joys of Being an Aunt or an Uncle. On this episode, Wendy and Brian discuss something they have in common. They are both uncles, aunts. Wendy is an aunt and Brian is an uncle. Is that something they have in common? Well, close enough. There's a lot to love about being an aunt or an uncle.
You read that. Yeah.
I thought Brian was the aunt.
Screw you.
There's a lot to love about being an aunt or an uncle, and the duo talk about it this week. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 25, Exploring Rokugan, L5R D&D 5th edition. This week, Dusty and Brian have a special guest, Tanner from the Shadow of the Cabal actual play podcast, joins them to discuss their foreway into Rokugan part 1 of 2, which I probably butchered.
No, you got it. You nailed it.
Rokugan? Okay. There Goes My Money, episode 31. Was that Master Force or Victory? After a couple of weeks off, we're here to tell you about the latest Transformers pre-orders out there.
Or best. Close enough. You know, you got it. Diecast, I haven't posted your video review yet, but what did you post this week?
This week we have the Generations Toy Tyrant, which is the IDW Stealth Bomber Megatron. He's awesome. Watch the review. Or if you don't want to spend any money, don't watch the review, because it's going to make you want to buy it.
Waiting for the G2 version.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, so find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/542. tfradio.net/542. We are on Twitter at tfradio and on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. Also, don't forget we have a text line and a voicemail line, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. we've banked up some text and stuff, which we probably should do a feedback episode coming up soon. So actually, if we have another slow news week, we should just go ahead and do that. Send questions, comments, to contact at tfradio.net or use the link on the homepage where it says contact us, leave us a voicemail, et cetera, et cetera. Tweet at us at tfradio, comment at facebook.com/tfradio, and we'll dedicate like the ending part of the show here in a few weeks to that. That would be cool. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on YouTube at RFC Reviews, on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and on Twitter at Diecast2.
Matt, how do people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter at Melvar with 3 L's and 2 R's.
Don?
I can be also reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Rob?
I am on Twitter at Figured Reviewers and Flailthroughs, also on YouTube at Flailthroughs, and of course the video stuff that XV and I do for T-Formers can be found on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Chris is at ChrisRTXV. John?
Bad John D everywhere.
And Jason, you have a lot of stuff you need to plug, so tell us about all of that stuff.
All right, so you can find me on Twitter. I am at Jason S. Kirk. And if you go back a little bit, you'll see my first ever toy review. It's short, but it's a good one. So go check that out. I also do a podcast with my friend David that's at Podvocacy. You can find that at podvocacy.com. We talk about some. Oh, podvocacy.com. And we talk about stuff like Gotham and The Gifted, which is a new show on Fox. It's actually really good. So we talk about that. I have a Voltron Legendary Defender podcast with my friend Jeremy from the Transmissions podcast. You can find that at povpodcast.com.
That's a great domain.
Yes. Jeremy got that one. So he did. Yeah,
good
he
job,
did
good. Dude.
Yeah. How that was available, I'm not sure.
Well, I own CobraCast and JoeCast.com. JoeCast would actually be a really good domain for somebody named Joe. But unfortunately, yeah. I have no use for it. But I'll sell it for $50,000. Yes. I'm kidding.
And you can also find me on There Goes My Money quite often, as long as Diecast will have me. So I enjoy talking about the pre-orders and stuff there. You can also see my brief toy review on there, too, because I showed it on the video. So go check out the last episode.
Yeah, I started. I haven't caught up yet. Awesome. Okay. So join us next week. Podcast post-month. Nano pod voco yolo amigo. There's a word for it, but National Podcast Post Month, podcast every day, tfradio.net. Who knows what we're going to post? I may post just some crazy crap just to put it out there.
I'm planning on doing a show every day.
Crazy.
Where will your podcast be available?
Good question. I don't know. I might do it through the Podvocacy feed. I might have to put up like a SoundCloud or something. I'll let everyone know the details.
Yeah, SoundCloud sucks.
Yeah, I do know that. But so now when I do like a There Goes My Money and that goes out, that's going to count. So I'm not going to do one every day, but I intend on I'm going to try to release something, have something that I'm on release every day.
The Happy Daily does count. And you and I have a podcast we're going to be doing together.
Yeah, we do.
We need to do that in November.
Yeah, definitely. That'll make it easier for me, and it needs to happen.
If you're free this weekend, give me a yell. We need to record it. Awesome.
We'll do.
Cool. Okay. So we'll be back next week. Thank you for watching and or listening. We'll see you later. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?